fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you still there?
When lawyer Coke Wheeler returned from the state's capital, he went directly to the private office of banker Jefferson Giles. There, in the rear room of the two-room building, he related his information.
Giles, it cost me a few thousand dollars, but I learned what we wanted to know.
You know where the railroad is going to run through this area, huh?
Yes, and it's not going to be along any of the property we bought outright for ourselves.
Oh, no.
But listen to this. They're going to build through the ranch and the land that Lee Sherman owns. But yes.
Oh.
He still owes you plenty of money on that note of his, doesn't he?
$4,000 plus interest. Payable within 24 hours after demand. You wrote the note that way.
With all his property as collateral.
I suppose I'll have to make demand that Sherman pay, eh?
At once. A railroad representative will be here to negotiate next week. There's no chance that Sherman has the money, is there?
Not after his last payment to me. His account is probably less than $100 now.
Oh, perfect. Send for him at once, then.
Lee Sherman, elderly and weather-beaten rancher, was surprised when Giles presented his demand for payment of $4,000 by 3 o'clock the next afternoon. But he was surprisingly calm.
I never thought this would happen, Mr. Giles. Especially after the way I've managed to keep paying off with that big interest and everything.
Never mind all that. I just want you to know that I'm forced to take over your property at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
But you won't have to do that, Mr. Giles.
Why, you mean you want me to take it over now?
No, I mean I'll pay off the note.
What?
That's right. Hickory Grimes and me are going to talk about that this morning.
Yeah.
Only we were going to let it go until next week.
This is preposterous. You mean that old desert rat Grimes
is... He's pocket rich. On a stake I gave him last year. Found himself a mine. That's what he's done. And I'm partners with him.
What?
He's out to my ranch house now. He's got most of his money and mine stored away in a place I won't talk about. But I think $4,000 plus will be easy to get.
Get out of here.
Huh? Look, we'll be down in the morning to pay in cash, the two of us together. Why should...
I said leave. Get out of here at once.
Why are you acting mad about, Mr. Giles? You wanted the money bad, you said. Now, when I say you're going to get it, you act all riled up.
Please leave this office.
I'm going. See you tomorrow morning.
Well, Wheeler, come out here.
I wanted to make sure he'd gone.
He's gone, all right. Did you hear what he said?
I had my ear to the keyhole. Surprised you, didn't he?
I was almost speechless. Why are you smiling? What's so funny?
This. We're going to get that property anyway, with $4,000 thrown in.
Now, what do you mean by that?
What I said. I'll get Fleo Walker and his boys to meet Sherman and Grimes when they're riding into town tomorrow morning.
Hey, you mean you'll have them hold up those two?
Yes, hold them up and take their money from them. Then we'll have Fleo killed.
The next morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had left the cave they were using as a temporary camp. They led their horses downward through the heavy brush toward the main trail below. Suddenly, the stillness of the morning air was shattered by the sound of shots.
Tonto, that was from the main trail.
And not far, Kemosabe. We ride.
Certainly we do. Easy,
The two men rode till they came to the top of a rise in the road. As they reached the spot, they could see five horsemen galloping around a bend away from them. Before Tonto could spur his horse, the Lone Ranger held out his arm and stopped him.
Wait, Tonto. I'll follow yet. Look over there off the road.
Two men on ground. Them shot.
Yes, and one of them's moving. They'll need our help. Easy, steady. Come on.
Scout, easy, fella.
I know this wounded man. It's Lee Sherman.
This man dead, Kemosabe.
Dead? That's too bad. Sherman's wounds are severe. Tonto, there's a stream down there in the brush to our right.
Oh. Him try open eyes.
We'll carry him down to the bank. Careful now.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto carried Lee Sherman to the edge of the stream and placed him gently on the ground. They removed his shirt and tore the unstained parts to use for bathing his wounds and stemming the flow of blood. Minutes later, he opened his eyes and spoke haltingly.
Why, you?
Don't be afraid.
Mask.
I wear this mask for a reason. Oh. Please be quiet. I'm your friend. I'll help you if it's possible. Tonto.
Kemosabe.
I'll look after this man. He's in very bad condition. Try to follow the trail of those men we saw riding away. Whether you trail them or not, go to the sheriff and tell him what's happened.
Me do it.
Wait.
Oh, wait, Tonto. He understands what I'm saying, I think. Perhaps he has something to tell us.
I have no who...
You know who shot you?
Take money.
They stole money from you?
$4,000.
Never mind that part. And just shake your head yes or no if you're able. Do you know who shot you?
Oh.
Him nod head, yes.
He's passing out again. Who was it?
Fleo. Oh.
He's unconscious again.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear the name he said? Sounded like Flea or Fleo.
Me hear him.
Give that information to the sheriff. Then bring him and a doctor out here as quickly as you can.
You stay here, Kemosabe?
No, the cave where we're making our camp is near. This man could never survive a ride to town.
We not hurt him? We take him to cave?
No, but I'll do that, Tonto. We've lost time already. You get going. I'll manage to get Sherman to the cave.
Me go now. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella. Get him up, Scout!
Sheriff Tom Wagner received Tonto's news with astonishment.
Lee Sherman dying, maybe? Who'd want to kill him?
And him say name, me tell you.
And you don't know who the dead man is?
No.
But the name you said Sherman mentioned, it doesn't make sense. Flea. Wait. Fleo. Sure. Cleo Walker.
You know him?
Yes. That doesn't make sense either. Cleo Walker is Coke Wheeler's stock boss. Well, come on, Ingy.
We get doctor.
We'll pick him up on our way out the trail. Right now, I want to ask Coke Wheeler some questions. I won't take long. Wheeler's over here in the bank. He'll be able to tell us about Walker.
Jefferson Giles, pacing in his office, happened to be looking out the window when he saw Sheriff Wagner and Tonto crossing the street. He frowned and turned to Coke Wheeler.
What in tarnation is this? Wagner's heading for this place, Wheeler. Do you think it's possible those bodies have been found already?
If the bodies were found, Wagner wouldn't be heading here. He and his men would be riding out the main road.
I suppose you're right. But that look on his face is serious.
Let's get over close to your office door. We'll be able to hear what goes on outside, won't we?
If we listen intently, I'll open the door a little. There. I told Simmons not to disturb us, so we won't have to talk to him.
That is, if he wants to speak to us at all. I doubt it.
Quiet. Listen.
Bank clerk Simmons at the open desk outside Giles' door was protesting to the sheriff.
But, Sheriff, Mr. Wheeler's inside with Mr. Giles. He said they weren't to be disturbed.
A little matter of murder might disturb him, don't you think?
But you said murder, Sheriff?
Yeah, what'd it sound like? This Indian here just found two bodies north here in the main trail. One of the men who wasn't quite dead mentioned the name Fleo before he died. That should interest Coke Wheeler, don't you think?
You mean Mr. Wheeler Stockman, Sheriff?
Doesn't matter what I mean. I want to see Wheeler for a few seconds. So go in there and tell him, will you?
At the same moment, Giles was looking with consternation at Wheeler.
Hear what he said?
That bungler, Fleo. Giles, get yourself together. This may take some explanation.
I'll have to let him in. Wheeler, that knock on the rear door.
That's Fleo Walker. Why did I tell him to come here?
Because... Wheeler, answer that door. Get rid of Fleo. Tell him to hide. I'll handle the sheriff while you do that.
Do, Giles. I have an idea. That Indian, be prepared for anything. I have an idea.
Well, get quickly. I'm going out and talk with the sheriff.
As Wheeler hurried out the rear door, keeping it unlocked, Jefferson Giles, affecting a wide smile, entered the main room of the bank.
Well, Sheriff, is that you making all the loud talk out here? I thought for...
Mr. Giles, I want to see Mr. Wheeler. It's important. I'm in a hurry.
Why, of course, Sheriff. Mr. Wheeler is signing some papers right this moment. He'll be out in a minute or so. I heard the talking out here and thought I'd come out to see what, if anything, was wrong.
And at the rear of the building, Wheeler was admonishing Fleo Walker.
That's your story now. Get around front and come in big. Giles and I will back you and see that this thing works out. Hurry now.
Yeah, I hope I make it work. I'll be right in.
As Fleo Walker ran around to the front of the bank building, Wheeler went back into Giles' office and walked nonchalantly across the room and into the outer office.
This man may live. I want to get a doctor next. Oh, Mr. Wheeler.
Sheriff Wagner. Something wrong?
This sounds rather peculiar, Wheeler. Tell him, Sheriff. It's about your stockman, Fleo Walker.
Yes, where is he today, Mr. Wheeler? Do you know?
Of course I know. I sent him out to Lee Sherman's ranch. Lee told me last night he wanted a good man to guard him this morning because he...
Is the sheriff here? Sheriff Wagner.
Walker. I was just asking about you.
Got away before they could shoot me. We didn't have a chance. They shot down old Mr. Sherman and Hickory Grimes.
Oh, no, Fleo, not Sherman. Who did this?
Let me handle this. What are you talking about?
Three of us were riding into town when this gang came down on us shooting.
You were with Sherman?
And Mr. Grimes. The bandits were led by an Indian. And Sheriff, this man behind you.
Well, what about him? His name is Tonto, he says.
Sheriff, he's the one who led the gang. He's one of the bunch that killed Sherman and Grimes.
Mm-hmm. The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue, the sudden appearance of Fleo Walker and his dramatic accusation of Tonto caught the Indian unprepared. Before he could talk in rebuttal, Wheeler and Giles joined in with Fleo so that his story was making a profound impression on the sheriff.
It was him, all right. We ought to string him up right now.
Look at the Indian, Sheriff. There's guilt written all over his face.
Place him under arrest, Sheriff. I demand it.
Man, tell lies, Sheriff.
You say I lie? Why, you're murdering Reds, can you?
Easy, Walker. Easy, Walker. Rough stuff won't get you anywhere.
Yeah, that's better. Sheriff, you forget doctor for wounded man.
Wounded man? What kind of story is this?
This Indian says Lee Sherman is still alive, Walker.
Alive? He's dead, I know. What kind of trick is he trying to pull?
Me not pull trick.
Well, I intend to see for sure.
You're not going to arrest this Indian, this murderer?
You don't know the facts, Mr. Giles. I'll place him in jail now.
No, you'll not put me in jail.
Grab him. Don't let him out.
I'll get him.
That stopped him, Cleo. You didn't have to knock him out with your gun, Walker. I'd have stopped him.
But he tried to get away.
Yes. Well, help me lift him, get him to the jailhouse. And I'll get my men. We'll drive out the place where you both say the shooting occurred. And I'll take a doctor along to make sure.
Yes, but I told
you. Come on. Let's get him out of here. Simmons, help us.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Sheriff Wagner and Fleo Walker dragged the unconscious Tonto from the bank as the clerk Simmons opened the door for them and then followed. When they had gone, Jefferson Giles wiped his forehead and looked with amazement at Coke Wheeler.
Wheeler, that was the most astounding thing I ever experienced. When Fleo Walker burst in and told that story, Wheeler, do you mean to say you concocted all that in a matter of minutes?
Wonderful, wasn't it? I thought Fleo handled himself pretty well, too.
Suppose the Indian was right about Sherman, that he's still alive. If he can talk, the sheriff will learn the truth. We'll be involved, and we won't be able to foreclose on that note, either.
He won't talk.
Oh, why not?
Sheriff Wagner isn't too bright. You see how he fell for our little trick just now? I have another.
Well, like what?
Fleo knows where the bodies are lying. We'll be ahead of the sheriff and his men, Fleo and I, leading them there. When we near the spot, we'll spur our horses ahead.
Then what'll you do?
I'll leap off, pretending interest in whether he's alive or not. And before the sheriff gets there, I'll have killed him.
You... Wheeler, you wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? You'll see.
The sheriff, Dr. Holland, and the three deputies rode a short distance behind Coke Wheeler and Fleo Walker as they galloped along the main trail. As they neared a bend, Fleo spoke to Wheeler.
It's right around here, boss.
Let's go then, fast.
Come on, get up there, boy. Come on there.
Get up.
You see? There's one of the bodies.
Fleo, where's the other body? Where?
Well, he went... Oh, boy. It's right over here.
The Indian must have moved, Sherman. This is Grimes. He's plenty dead, that's sure.
Hey, boss, there's blood down here, leading to the stream. Sherman must be down here.
Walker, Mr. Wheeler, where are you going?
Down by the stream, Sheriff, to look for Sherman.
Now, wait a minute. Let me take charge of this.
Hey, boss, there's blood here. A torn shirt. And only Sherman. He must be alive.
Fleo, where is he? Where could he have gone? He must be near, alive or dead. We've got to find him before they do, and make sure.
The sheriff and his men studied the bloodstains near the stream and the strips of cloth from Sherman's shirt. The sheriff reached a conclusion.
It looks as if that part of the Indian's story about Sherman being alive is right. You don't bandage dead men.
Sheriff, I tell you, that Injun was lying.
We'll get to that later, Walker. Right now, suppose we all break up into groups of two. Start combing around for some sign of Sherman or his body. We'll go in different directions. And the first one who sees a sign will call the rest.
All right, Sheriff.
Wheeler and Fleo Walker had paired together in the search for Lee Sherman. They had gone into the brush above the main road when Fleo made his discovery.
Boss, look down here in the grass.
Where? What do you... Fleo, it's blood.
Yeah, it's fresh blood, too. And look here. Come on, get down close.
Yeah.
See? A horse has passed here lately. You can see the marks.
Fleo, you can follow that trail?
Sure, this is easy. Goes up here, let's see. Yeah, it goes up this way. Come on, boss. I think we're on to something.
The Lone Ranger's first aid to Lee Sherman had saved the man's life. But the old rancher was unconscious once more and still in danger of death. Inside the cave where he had brought him, the Lone Ranger knelt down beside the old rancher and felt his pulse.
Not too good. Better than it was. Keeping Tonto and the doctor, he's been gone up.
The Lone Ranger's soliloquy ended as he heard the sound of voices outside. He started quickly for the cave's entrance.
Look, boss, the cave. Oh, boy, it must be in there. We got him.
When the Lone Ranger heard the tone and the words used by Fleo Walker, he pulled back into the cave. This was not Tonto and a doctor. Standing behind a projecting ledge and in the shadows, he could see the two men outside, Fleo Walker and Coke Wheeler. Walker took out his gun and entered the cave slowly.
This must be where the engine left him, boss.
Wait a minute, Fleo. Be careful now.
What for?
If the sheriff or one of his men worked around in this direction and saw us come in just now, we wouldn't...
What do we care? We're going to kill Sherman if he's alive, aren't we? It's what we would have done anyway, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, boss. There's a body. It's Sherman. We found him.
Is he alive?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, all bandaged and everything.
It's a good thing I thought of that story and had you rush in while the sheriff was talking to Jefferson Giles.
It's even better that you had me knock the Indian out and have him put in jail. You want to kill Sherman yourself?
Oh, no. I can't carry through the physical part of it. You do that, Fleo.
All right. I'll shoot him.
I don't think you better, Fleo.
Wait. Fleo, shoot him.
No, you don't.
Oh, my arm.
Give me that gun.
Oh, brave are you, but not strong. Here, take this instead.
Oh, my jaw. Don't shoot. Please don't shoot.
Raise your hands, Wheeler. You, Fleo.
Yeah.
Get up that good one.
All right.
Now march to the front of the cave.
We're going.
Stand still out here in the light.
Sure.
I want to talk to you fast. Turn around now, both of you.
Yes, sir.
You're wearing a mask.
Judging from what I heard inside, Wheeler, you've been wearing a mask over your life.
You know me, don't you?
Yes, you're a murderer. You confess to it.
I did not.
I heard all you said in the cave just now.
You can't prove it. I'll deny what you say.
Will you? You forget something, Wheeler. Sherman's alive. He named Fleo. He told of the $4,000
and... You mean he told about Giles, too?
No, but you have. That's the second time you've named Giles. He's in on this, too, isn't he?
Oh.
Come on, Wheeler. Tell me what's behind the killing of Grimes and your attempt to kill Sherman.
I won't. Grab him, Fleo.
Fleo, using his good arm, lunged at the Lone Ranger and grabbed for the masked man's gun.
Take it!
The Lone Ranger sidestepped, turned swiftly, and sent a hammer-like blow into Fleo's jaw.
That'll keep him for a while. I see I'll have to give you some of the same, Wheeler.
No.
You're going to talk, or else I'll treat you like the rat you are.
Stop it! Don't hit me!
This is for what I heard you say you did the tunnel!
No!
Here's another!
No, don't, my jaw! Please, don't touch me. I'll tell you what you want to know, everything.
Holding his jaw and speaking in a broken voice, the craven Wheeler told of the entire plot of the killing and of the stroke he and Fleo had planned against Sherman had they found him alone.
And that's the truth. Now what?
I'm going to knock you out. You'll be easier to tie that way.
What?
You heard me. Like this. I'll tie you and Cleo together. Now go to the main road and find the sheriff.
The Lone Ranger bound Wheeler and Cleo. Then after bandaging Cleo's arm, he lashed them together with a lariat from his saddle. Within minutes, he was astride Silver.
Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Soon he was on the main road. There he saw in the distance the sheriff's men grouping around the body of Hickory Grimes.
Come on, Silver. Sheriff Wagner! Sheriff!
Of the mask.
All right, you come
through. Oh, easy. My gun's in my holster, said the big fella.
Who are you?
Does a silver bullet mean anything? I sent my friend Tonto to you this morning.
Tonto? The Indian? Well, I should have recognized the name. The silver bullet, that mask, the white horse. But yes, I know who you are.
Didn't Tonto tell you that I was with Lee Sherman up here in a cave?
He said Lee Sherman was out here and needed a doctor. I don't know to give him a chance to give details. He mentioned the name Cleo.
Cleo and some of his men from Coke Wheeler's ranch killed Grimes and thought they killed Sherman. He and Wheeler are tied up outside the cave where Sherman is.
Wheeler?
Yes. There's not much time, Sheriff, but I'll tell you everything.
Briefly, the Lone Ranger repeated the confession of Coke Wheeler.
So if Dr. Holland will go up there with the rest of your men, I can take care of patients and prisoners alike.
I'll go immediately, stranger.
Good, Doctor. Sheriff, your men have only to use that rock at the top of the rise as a guide, and they'll find the cave.
You hear that, men? Get up there and arrest those two. And help the doctor get Lee Sherman safely to town. Stranger, we've less than an hour to get to town. If that note of Sherman's falls due at 3 o'clock... Giles is sure to have it in court at 1 minute after.
That's what Wheeler said. Easy, steady, big fella.
Easy, boy.
Ready, Sheriff? Then let's go. Come on, Silver.
Get it back.
At 3 o'clock exactly, banker Jefferson Giles sighed with relief and walked into the outer room of the bank. He stopped at the clerk's desk.
I'm going to the courthouse, Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Lee Sherman didn't meet this note of his, and I've...
What? It's a holdup.
A masked man.
Giles, what's that paper you have in your hand there? It's not Lee Sherman's note, by any chance.
How did you know?
Lee Sherman is alive. The sheriff's men will soon have the $4,000 Sherman was bringing to you this morning.
Sheriff's men, you say?
Yes. Now, round up the others in the gang after they bring Coke Wheeler and Cleo Walker into town. They've confessed, Giles. You're going to jail with them. Perhaps to the gallows.
Wheeler confessed. The strong one. The one who was going to handle everything.
Yes, Mr. Giles. Only from now on, the law will handle everything. Stranger, I've just released Tonto. I'm sorry about everything.
It happened for the best, Sheriff. Adios.
Adios.
Sheriff Wagner, you're letting that masked man go?
Yes. He saved Lee Sherman's life twice today when Mr. Giles here wanted it ended. He made Wheeler confess.
You mean he's the reason I'm going to prison?
Yes, and the reason Lee Sherman will cash in on that railroad deal. He's a lot of things in one.
But who is he?
Didn't I tell you? He's the Lone Ranger.
Thank you.
This is a feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.